Ah, okay. Pam Vayeshev. This week's parsha is parsha's Lech Lecha. Vayom Hashem el Avram Lech Lecha mi'artzcha melolcha mi'zavicha l'aretz asher ra'echa. So says the Baal HaTurim, an unbelievable thing. I never saw this before. The Heilig Baal HaTurim on page 2 says Areka, page 2, Rabbi Sai, Areka beGematria ba'anonim. Wow. Baal HaTurim, Gematria, Areka ba'anonim. Melamech hayu anonim holkim lefonav umarim lo aderech. That Avram Avinu, this is a good sukkah structure. The next year, Avram Avinu was enveloped in anonim. Areka gematria ba anonim. Unbelievable. Okay, so we got to understand what is the significance about that. Okay, then we have the famous pasuk. Page 3, Achar Dvar Ma'ilu Haya Dvar Hashem Al Avram Bachzeli Mor Al Tira Avram Anochi Mogim Chos Chorcha Beimod Yom Avram Hashem Elokim Mati Teili Anochi Holech Hariri Ven Meshach Besi Hu Damesek Eliezer. So he was complaining that the only thing I have is Eliezer. I want a real son. So it's funny, why does he say, and he says, Eliezer Darshu Noktri Kondolo Mashke Bitaris Rabo Lacherim, bottom line. So why does he have to put that in? That Eliezer was a Dolo Mashke. The Mor B'Shemesh has another pshat, I'm not going to discuss it now, about Fakert. You would think that he would try to shtach Eliezer, to say Eliezer's not good enough, that's why I want a real son. But he was praising him. So it's a little bit, that's the kasha of the Mor B'Shemesh. I'll tell you very briefly, the Mor B'Shemesh says that Eliezer was just a puppet. Dolo Mashke, just parrot. What Avram said. But I don't want a son who just is a carbon copy of me. I want him to be his own person, and then he can incorporate what I'm teaching him and be inspired by that. So Yitzchak was different than Avram, and Yaakov was different than Yitzchak. So Eliezer was just a Dolo Mashke. That's the more of a Shemesh's problem. But I don't want to discuss that now, because that's a whole different theme. But then we'll see maybe a different shot. What does it mean? What is he complaining? That Eliezer, he could just say, all I have is Eliezer, and he's not my son. He's just an Eved. You know? And then, in Parshas Lech Lecha, over here, page 4, it says, Hashem took Avram out, Vayotze Aso Achutza. So the second arrow says, Hotziyu Bechalolo Sha'olam, Higbiyu Lamala Min HaKochavim. That he picked up Avraham above the Kochavim. So what does that mean? Obviously it's figurative. But what does it mean to be L'malo min HaKochavim? And then what's this? Vayom Hashem al Moshe, Hinei Anochi Bo Elecha Ba'av Ha'onon. What does it mean, Ba'av Ha'onon? In the cloud? What does that mean? You know, the Yalkut Shimoni on page 9 says, Hashem Alecha, it says, Shiva Anonim. There were 7 anonim that Klal Yisrael were enveloped in. Sheshnayim l'chol ruach, Sheshnayim, each north, south, east, west, and then it had Sheshnayim l'mata and l'mala. So he was enveloped in the anonim. So what's the idea of being enveloped in the anonim? So there's a fascinating pshat in the Sefer Berech Moshe. But see that, take a look on page 14, in the Morei Naim of Chernobyl, Menachem Nochem of Chernobyl. Shimmy, did you go to his cover? page 14. Kamosh Amru B'Kisvei Arizal. So Arizal says an unbelievable shot. You know, Chas V'Shal, we shouldn't have it, but when there's a Kel Molim made, so... What's the proper nusach? Tachas kanfei hashchina, or malami kanfei hashchina? A lot of people say, "Well, al kanfei hashchina." So what's the right nusach? So the Arizal says, Ein lo ba benusach, page 14. Ein lo ba benusach as koros u deshamos tachas kanfei shchina. Shu sakana le nishmas hameis. Shu morido le bechinas madregas hagerim. Ach yesh lo mar lamalo al, like Rabbi Goldstein said, al kanfei shchina. He says the gerim are their lamata me kanfei shchina. And Klal Yisrael is al kanfei shchina. So he says that when someone makes a mole, he shouldn't say tachas kanfei shchina, because tachas kanfei shchina, that's noteworthy, but that's where the geirim are. They're considered tachas kanfei shchina, and al kanfei shchina is the higher madrega. So he says like this. So the if you take a look at page 12 in the Berech Moshe, he says like this. He says, Nira Lefarish, Al Pimash Hevi Bemore Naim, Shemari. Shein Loma Menusa Chaskars Nefashos, Himotzen Hamtzei Menucha Nechona Tachas Kanfei Ashkina. You shouldn't say that. He's El Madregas Hagerim. Al Eish Loma Al Kanfei Ashkina. Well, al kanfei shchina means that he's madregas is on, you know, a higher level, on top of the ish.
Yes, why? And the lower portion then?
We're saying for that right, the gerim are missing a certain thing. We're not called chasron to critique chasron. It's a big source of gerim, but still, somebody who's part of Klal Yisrael from the beginning is al kaf is. Okay, one second. He says, "Neshamas Yisrael heim lamala mikanfei Hashchina." So he says like this: Avram Avinu was the first ger, so to speak, chilo ger. In other words, there's a whole discussion: what was the status of the avos? So Avram Avinu perhaps was viewed like a ger. So he was tachas kanfei Hashchina, but what Avram desired was he wanted to be al kanfei Hashchina. So that's why he wanted to have sons. He says, because if he's going to have a son, then his son is going to be what? He's not going to be a ger. It's going to be regular Yisrael. And his son is going to be what? His Talmud, whoever his son will be. And he says, it's not shayach, like the verse says in Yuma, Shelo Yehu beGehenna veTalmidav beGan Eden. So, if you teach somebody and he's your Talmud, so it's not shaykh that you're going to be in Gehenna and he's going to be. So, you at least attain the Madrega of your Talmud. Because if you created a Talmud and he's on a higher Madrega, then you also get schlepped along to be on that Madrega as well. So that's what Avraham Avinu says, that Vizel Yuva Mashin his own and Avram Avinu Eliezer is Dolu Mashkin Vitaris Kimachach Eliezer who gets Zedek. He be Umakova Gamke Tachas Kanfei Hashchina. So he says like this. He says, I'm Avram, I'm a ger like a ger, I'm Lamata, Mikanfei Hashchina, and I have this Talmud, but this Talmud is also, he's Dolu Mashkin, meaning he's like with me. But I want to have a real son, so that he won't be a ger, and Mamela he'll be al kanfei hashchina, and Mamela I'll be schlepped up to that madrega as well. Im kein lo yizke al yodol the madrega and his kavul yos al kanfei hashchina yachad im nishmas Yisrael. Zeh she omar Avram hein li lo nasat zera hine ben beisi yorishon si perish ki le esata harei talmido hu Eliezer. Eliezer is the Talmud now. Asher who ain't kochel yofel haloso al kanfei hashchina, but Eliezer is my Talmud, but he's dolo mashke means he's parallel to me, you know, and that's going to leave me also lamata be kanfei hashchina. Well, zehaya dover Hashem ilav lo yirashcha zeh. He says, don't worry, he's not your real Talmud. Ki masheh yetzei mimecha hu yirashcha. He's going to be your yorish. He's going to be your future. Ki yizkei laholi ben meachasheh. Beno kvar yenimne ben nishmos Yisrael, al deze yiske gam hu la'alos l'madregas al kanfei shechina shelo talmid madrega dola min haraf. That's how he explains this. It's a novel idea. Yeah, I see you want to say something, though.
Then he might as well daven for Eliezer to have a kid. Because if Eliezer was a
Jew,
then his kid would also be a natural
born
Jew, and then he
could
be his Talmud.
Okay, but I guess. Okay, but who says Eliezer's son will be his Talmud? His own son will Zecher be his own Talmud, you know.
Also, do we find this concept by Acher?
That what?
That if you have a Talmud, then you get some Talmud.
Don't
we find
that
way?
Well, okay, Acher, that's a more complicated thing. We'll see. Now, look on page 18. The Lev Aaron, the son of the Berech Moshe, quotes his father, Samer Rebbe, and he says this whole thing from his father, the Berech Moshe. Val Pizeh, he says, that's Pshad of the Balaturim. Halaarz Asher Areka, the Gematria Ba'anonim, on the left side, second paragraph. Val Pizeh. V'lam Eshayu Anonim Holkim Lefanam Marim Lohaderech. In the Midbar, they were the Anonim, and Klal Yisrael, they were Anonim all around. There was Anonim underneath Klal Yisrael. So Klal Yisrael and the Midbar were on top of the bottom Anonim. So they were Al Kanfei Hashchina. And the Anonim represent Hashras Hashchina, as the Pasuk says, Eni Anochi Bo'i Lecha Ba'av He'anon. Lechein holchu bnei Yisrael al gabei ha'anon machma sheheim al kanfei hashchina. So Hashem says, Hafteach HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'Avraham Avinu sheyilech l'Eretz Yisrael. He says, El Arz HaShareka means I'm giving you haftacha that you're going to be on top of the anonim. Ba'anonim, meaning if you're ba'anonim, then you're on top of the lower anonim. You're going to get, in other words, that's what you wanted to be, al kanfei hashchina? Don't worry. Don't worry, you're going to have some real sons, and they're going to be Abadim Sheinuch HaKvayu Nimnim Bein Nishmos Yisrael. So Bemela, they're going to be your Talmud, and that's what it means Ba'anonim. And that's what it means, beautiful. Vayetze Oso HaChutza, what does Rashi say? Higbiya Oso Mechalolo Sha'olam. Hayinu Shehigbiya, says the Lev Aaron, Shehigbiya Kodesh Baruch Hu Avraham Avinu Me'al Kanfei Hashchina. And Mela, and that's what happened. So that's what it means. It was Mekuyim. Hashem promised him, El Aretz Asher Areka, you're going to be Banonim, you're going to get that Madrega. And that's what happened. That's Pshat and Rashi, says the Satmar Rebbe. Yotzei Oso Achutza, Higbiya Oso Mechalolo Shal Olam. And that's the idea. So what do we see? So there's an idea that we see over here in this quote. If you look in the Domestic, Bios HaBoker, Rav Shaul Brach, the Heiliger of Shaul Brach, Kasher, yeah, he's one of the. So he has the Sefer Biyos HaBoker, from Chumash. It's on all the Chumash, and it ties in all of Chumash to Talmud Torah and Yontif of Shavuos. Every parsha is tied in. So the Mesek Eliezer, he writes, Yesh Lomar Dalidei Limud Ima Talmidim Nitosav Chachma L'Rabba. The Gemara says, Talmud ha-machim es rabosov. Whereas, what's the idea that a Talmud is machim rabosov? It's a one shot that some give, like Rabbi Willing seems to imply, that he asks kashas and he gets some thinking, etc. But without that, that's what he says, Shalidei ha-talmidim sholim es rabba mashpi. But the word is like this, that if a person is in the position of a Rebbe, so the Talmidim are going to come to ask questions from him. So naturally, he'll have to think more, but even supernaturally, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give him more chokhmah to be able to serve in that capacity. So that's what it means. The fact that, and that's the idea of what we're saying over here, that Avraham Avinu wanted a ben to be a Talmud, so the man, and that will be a real ben, and he'll be Lamala, and then he'll schlep him up too, because when a person, in other words, a Rebbe is mashpia and the Talmidim, but the Talmidim also have a hashpah. Talmidei Yosef Mikulam, as the famous Gemara says. And that's the idea that Avram says, I want a son, because my son will be my Talmid, and he'll be a regular Jew, and he'll be Al Kanfei Hashchina, and Memela, I'll be able to be there as well, and that was his desire to be even closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But that's the idea that the B'yos HaBokeh says, that when a person is in the position of being Mashpia, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives the Mashpia special extra Siyata Dishmaya to be able to be Mashpia. So a person is a Rav, a Rebbe, that type of, everyone's a Mashpia to a certain degree in his family. But once you're in a situation where you're a Mashpia, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives you more Shefa to be able to be Mashpia. And that's the idea that Avram felt, that he's going to be Mashpia, and then he's going to be on his Talmud, and his Talmud will be Lamala, and that'll schlep him up. But we see this idea that the Rebbe's, besides this metaphysical idea by Avram Avinu, what it is, that he's a ger and the other one's not a ger, but Stam, a new idea that the B'yos HaBokeh says, that if you're Mashpia, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives you Siyata Dishmaya to get the extra Shefa to be able to give over, if you're once you're in that position. Sometimes people, give over too early, as Rabbi Kahn once said. So that causes people not to be able. But once you're ready to give over, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to give you even a greater Shefa than you would all in your learning than you would have had otherwise to be able to be Mashpia. And that's he says that's the idea. Because what's the idea of Dola Mashke? Why did he use that metaphor? Right? So he says, because Sheyodesha Kol Moshamositim Lidlos. In other words, if you take water out of the what? Out of the spring, then that causes the spring to produce more water. So that's the mashal of Dola Mashke. That if you're teaching the Mela, so, and again, and that's going to cause, you're giving over, so you're taking from the Mayan and giving over, that's going to cause the Mayan to produce even more, and to give the Rebbe more Chochmah to be able to share that with the Talmid. And the word of Berach Moshe and his son is a similar type of idea, but a different idea, but also this idea of the Rebbe, the Talmid schlepping the Rebbe, to higher Madregas that he would have ever had on his own. So that's a big yisod. Again, Chinuch is not for everybody, Rabbonus is not for everybody, but in life, everyone's going to be a Mashpia to some degree. Different people, you give a Baal Bus gives a there's constantly Mashpia, Makabel in life in many different avenues, and everyone can be a Mashpia in certain ways, and if you're that position of a Mashpia, so then HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives you more Shefa to be able to be Mashpia, and that's the B'yos HaBokeh writes this as well in Parshas Tazria, page 22. So the woman is, he says, First you have to be a Makabel. The Isha is always referred to as the Makabel. Right? The man is the Mashpia, the woman is the Makabel. So Isha Kisazria, so the woman is Makabel, she's Makabel from the man, that's right? So then the Yolda Zachar. So if you're Makabel, then you'll become what? A Mashpia. That's what Rav Gifter said about a certain gadol, that it was a big gadol. It doesn't matter who it is, but he didn't really ever learn by a Rebbe, so that he never was zocher really to have Talmidim, even though he was a big gadol, etc. But if you're a Makabel, so then Isha Kisazria, the woman, she's a Makabel, so Vyolda Zohar. So then right away, Pasuk Prat means that she's going to have a son. No, the Makabel is now becoming ready to be a Mashpia, right away. Not that means that you start teaching right away, but right away the ability to be Mashpia is setting in. Shekol ma shatalmidim osifim lekabel, mashpiyim larav sheyashpiyo lahem. Same idea of the Mayan, that if you're taking out, you're being mekabel, so that's going to cause the mayan to have more. So if you're a mekabel, so then that's going to cause the to be a mashpia. Zeh omar v'yolda loshon over. Lo daish she yezochel osi lashpia l'tamidim el miyad hu kezochel lashpia ulhosif chochmo l'rabo. He's saying a different word. The Talmidim is a Mekabel, but when they be Mekabel, right away they must be on their Rebbe. He's saying a different word than the thing I told you from Rav Gifter. He's saying, well, right away, as soon as you're taking from the Mayan, right, that causes the Mayan to, so when the Rebbe is giving to the Talmidim, are taking from the Rebbe, that's causing the Rebbe to get extra, Hashem now going to give him more Chochmah to be able to give him over even more. So that's the Mashpia and the Mekabel. So the Rebbe Talmud relationship is not only that the Rebbe is giving, the Talmidim are receiving, but the Rebbe is also receiving from the Talmidim, the Talmidim Yosef Mikulam. You know, besides the idea, the metaphysical idea of the Anonim and Lamalat Mikanfei Shechina, Tachas Kanfei Shechina, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives extra Siyata D'Shmaya to a person who's going to give over. No, the question is always, at what point in his learning should he start being, you know, so every person has a different answer to that question. And, you know, when, you know, should he no longer be more full-time learning, but which is all a learning, even when he's teaching, and then he becomes a mekabel, and then a mashpia, and all these ideas, and that's the ayotzei osa chutzah, ashpas ha-talmidim al harav, because here the Avraham Avinu, the Talmud, right, his son, Yitzchak, is going to what? Is going to be Mashpia on Avram. The Yitzchak is going to be L'malam Mikanfei Hashchina. So then it can't be that the Talmud is, the Rebbe is L'mata and the Talmud is L'mala. That will schlep along the Rebbe as well. So that's the beautiful endeavor of the Rebbe-Talmud relationship.